Pick one thing. Those words feel like kryptonite to any multi-passionate entrepreneur. I mean, if you're wired to work that way, great. Be relentless in your pursuit of doing just one thing and be the best you can be at that thing. But what if you're not wired that way? What if you're a fusion creative or neurodivergent or anyone else who needs to have multiple irons in the fire? Yes, I said need. Multi-passionate people pursue multiple interests because they can't not do it. I mean, really, you think we want to be this way? But I say don't fight it. If you're a multi-passionate creative, this episode shows you how to put those amazing talents to good use for you. Cue the fancy intro music. It's time to unleash your star power and own your dreams without selling your soul. It's time for some creative freedom. I'm Lisa Robin Young, and I'm a creative entrepreneur just like you. I'm also a business coach, helping people across the creative spectrum make great money doing what they love. If you're done with being the world's best-kept secret and ready to shine like the star you are, creative freedom is for you. Let's get started. Right off the bat, I want to remind you that this is a judgment-free zone. So whatever anyone else has said in the past about your inability to stay focused on just one thing, put it down. And let's start understanding and embracing your multi-passionate nature. It's time to celebrate the fact that you've got a wide range of interests and talents. Your multi-passionate nature can stem from a variety of sources. Neurodivergence is a common reason that folks chase multiple rabbits, as they say. Maybe it was a learned survival skill from when you were young. I know that's true for me. Maybe you just did one thing for a very long time and then decided you wanted to try something new that you fell in love with, so now you do both. Or maybe you just feel like you've always been this way. Whatever the reason, your multi-passionate nature is a gift that allows you to see things from a lot of different angles. Can that be a pain in the butt and cause you to overthink things sometimes? Okay, a lot of times? Sure. But when you start to lean into this special feature of yours, you'll recognize what a gift it can be. While there are multi-passionates across the creative spectrum, fusion creatives make up a good portion of them. Fusions represent! Incidentally, if you're not clear about your creative type, hop on over to my website and take the free assessment. It takes just a few minutes, and you'll have a deeper insight into how you're uniquely wired for success. You'll learn where you fall on the spectrum, and you'll get more insights into each of the five creative types. Fusions have a natural curiosity and proficiency for just about anything on either side of the spectrum. I'm a fusion creative. We stand in the middle of the spectrum between the two cusp types. We are what I call the great translators. We can see the chaotic end of the spectrum or the linear end of the spectrum and function on either end with equal ease or frustration, depending on the day. Multi-passionates who are on the chaotic end of the spectrum usually enjoy a handful of different pursuits on the chaotic end of the spectrum, and linears may demonstrate a range of skills on that end of the spectrum. But fusions and some cusp types have a breadth and a depth that makes it incredibly hard for them to classify their talents. It's the difference between Tony Bennett and Hedy Lamarr. Tony Bennett was both a singer and a fine artist, two pursuits that are traditionally associated with the more chaotic end of the spectrum. Hedy Lamarr's interests were on completely opposite ends of the creative spectrum. She was a Hollywood starlet by day and an inventor and scientist by night. That's much more indicative of a multi-passionate fusion or cusp type creative. I'm an actor in Hollywood, a sex symbol, and a scientist. Those things don't seem to go together. In fact, Ms. Lamarr wanted to join the National Inventors Council after she co-developed and patented her frequency hopping technology, and she was reportedly told that she would do more good using her celebrity status to sell war bonds. Yeesh. But she got the last laugh because she now has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, designed and developed a ski resort in Aspen, Colorado, and was the very first woman to receive the Invention Convention's Bulby Award, which is basically the Oscar of the inventing world. And while every project she undertook wasn't a success, she still managed to make millions of dollars. That's why, as a multi-passionate person, so much of the standard advice out there doesn't work for you. You're not standard. You're exceptional. You've got a unique way of showing up in the world that blends sometimes very disparate elements. So don't suppress your skills and abilities. Embrace and lean into them. And I hear you saying, okay, Lisa, but how? First, and this is one of the most important things that I'm going to tell you in this episode, you don't have to monetize every little thing that you enjoy. Shocker. I know. Oh, let me sit down for a moment. You can be multi-passionate and still only focus on one or two things for your career. Save some of your passions for your own pleasure and enjoyment. That's totally cool, despite what capitalism might have you believe. I've said many times that just because you're good at something doesn't mean you need to be doing it. But it's also true that just because you're good at something doesn't mean you need to make it part of your livelihood either. I have a friend who's an amazing vocalist, but to turn it into a career would take all the fun out of it for him. He sings for the fun of it. And if he gets paid sometimes, that's cool too. But his mortgage doesn't depend on booking a gig every week. And if you're down to monetize it all, then work it. This is your business and you get to make it what you want it to be. How about a car wash and pet wash? I've seen those. What about indoor mini golf at a funeral home? Hair salon and travel agency? Cars and pool tables? Don't laugh, those are all real businesses somewhere in the world, and I'll post a link in the show notes so that you can see the rest of these very interesting business combinations. There was an auto parts store where I used to live that had a jewelry counter in the middle of the store, and they sold a good amount of jewelry because women would come in with their husbands who needed auto parts, and they would buy jewelry. All this is to say that you can probably build whatever you want so long as it's legal and you've got an audience that wants what you have to offer. It's not easy at the beginning, at least for most folks. People won't get you. Part of your job is to help them see the benefit of your diverse skill set, and it's totally okay to only talk about the relevant parts of you in any given conversation. When I work with my consulting clients, I don't talk music most of the time. But when I'm singing or acting on stage, I'm not handing out business advice either. I know my through line. I understand what connects everything. It's not important that everybody else does. What matters is that the right band member is singing lead at the right time. Here's what I mean by that. Take the band The Eagles. Each member of that band is a superstar in their own right, but only one person sings lead at a time. They're not all trying to step all over each other and sing lead on every single song. No, they all have their own songs to sing, and they sing them exquisitely. And then when they're not singing lead, they sing harmony to support whoever else is singing lead on the next song. That's how it works for multi-passionates as well. You'll spin one plate and focus on one project for a while until it's time to put your attention somewhere else. Does this mean that it can take longer for you to be successful? Well, it depends on your definition of success. If success means being able to do all the things you love, then you're on the right track. If it means making millions and billions of dollars, well, that might come a bit more slowly, but it depends on other factors, like your available resources, and your capacity to show up for multiple projects, among many other things. In my experience, multi-passionates who stay the course on whatever it is they're passionate about have just as much opportunity for financial success as anyone else, sometimes more, because of their ability to cross-pollinate ideas. It was precisely because Hedy Lamarr was an actress that she met George, the composer of avant-garde film music, and that led them to invent the frequency-hopping spread-spectrum technology for the Navy that's still in use today. It wasn't all sunshine and rainbows either. Hedy Lamarr's patent expired before the technology was ever put to use, but she still got hers when she sold her interest in the patent for an undisclosed sum of cold, hard cash. When you have multiple passions or pursue diverse interests, it's only normal to want to share some of that in your brand story. There are a lot of business coaches in the world, but most of them aren't bringing you business-related music parodies with music videos to go along with them. I couldn't not share my love of music, and it acts like a sorting hat in a way because people that don't get it or don't like it keep on scrolling, while my raving fans stop, pay attention, and then find me to learn more. So you don't have to include everything all the time. Start by identifying the core themes that tie your passions together. What common threads run through all your various interests? These themes will form the foundation of your brand narrative. I do a lot of things, but the core themes of my work come down to the can-do inspiration and the how-to education, the strategy, the capacity that help people, myself included, go after their dreams, what really matters to them, and take center stage in their life and work. Hedy Lamarr's core themes were innovation, creativity, and resilience. Despite being known primarily as a Hollywood actress, her passion for invention and problem solving was a constant throughout her life. She learned at the feet of her father. And once you understand the core themes, you can develop a cohesive brand story that weaves together your diverse passions. You can share the journey that led you to where you are today, highlight the pivotal moments and the lessons learned along the way. In fact, the branding piece is so important that our next episode will cover it in more detail. Hedy Lamarr's brand story seamlessly integrated her dual identities as an actress and an inventor. Beauty and brains, even if everybody else didn't get it, she knew the through line. She was not just a glamorous movie star. She was also a brilliant mind who co-invented a frequency hopping system that laid the groundwork for modern wireless communication. Your cell phone, you have Hedy Lamarr to thank for that. Then it's just a matter of articulating how your unique combination of passions makes you uniquely qualified to serve your audience. Show them how these passions enhance your expertise and set you apart from others in your field. Hedy Lamarr's unique value proposition was her ability to bridge the worlds of entertainment and technology with grace. Her fame as an actress gave her a platform to promote her inventions, while her technical innovations demonstrated her depth and intelligence beyond her on-screen persona and acting chops. Embracing your multi-passionate nature may come with its challenges and doubts, but stay the course. Please stay the course. We need you. Give yourself permission to show up fully and completely, as only you can. The right people will glom on. And yeah, that means the wrong people won't. They might even grump a little. But your growing fan base will be there to remind you just how awesome you really are. Give yourself the time and space to grow, too. Trying to do it all ain't easy. And it takes more resources than focusing on just one thing. That's why so many coaches tell you to focus on one thing in the first place. But if you could, you would, and you can't, so don't. And sometimes you get lucky and you go viral right away, but that's not the norm. Typically, it's a lot of small steps along the way. Like I wrote in my first book, small stepping stones build tall towers. If you're still feeling anxious, tap into the downloadable worksheet to help you define and articulate your unique advantages as a multi-passionate person. If you want my personal help, book a next step session and we can talk more about building a business that works for how you're wired to work. Next time, we'll dig deeper into personal branding for multi-passionates. We've only scratched the surface here. So be sure that you're subscribed to the show and to our email list so that you'll be the first to know when our next episodes drop. I sure hope we'll see you there. And for more inspiration and education to help you unleash your star power and own your dreams without selling your soul, come see what's shaking over at creativefreedomshow.com. You know you want to.